Our learning should be in Tzchus for the yard site. Meir Echiel Michel ben Hillel Eliyahu. Back to Aaron Arlene Schwartz. As Hashem should be Meretz Yosher. Which actually is very apropos because our Baal Memer today is Hillel Omer. Page 1, from the Sefer Mimayin Otz HaNetzach, Otz HaLikud Sefer and Pirkei Avos. Hillel Omer, jam-packed Parsha. I have a little extra time today, so I made some extra makoros. But I don't know if the class will be let out early. It's always good to let out people early. I'm not sure. We'll see how it goes. I don't know. That's what I always like to when the teacher lets you out a few minutes early. But okay. I'll stop talking. I'll let the Mishnah talk. Hillel Omer, Hillel used to say, Al tifrosh min at tzibor. Don't separate yourself from the tzibor. The Al tamen ba'atzmecha ad yomoscha. Don't believe in yourself until the day of your death. The Al tadens es chavercha ad shadigal mekoma. Don't judge a person until you get to their place. Don't tell someone something that they can't hear that they will be able to hear. Don't push off your learning and say that, oh, I'll learn when I have time, because maybe you won't have time. So basically, I could probably give a whole shiur on each one of these topics for the next half hour, but I chose a few of them just to be able to focus on. If you go to page one, he quotes Rabbeinu Yonah. Rabbeinu Yonah writes something very beautiful. Rabbeinu Yonah writes, "B'shas she'asibor oskim a mitzvah, who keser chai olamim, v'kova l'chom hamshalto." It's a very strong language. He says, when the Jews, when Klal Yisrael gets together, and you go to shul, and you make a minyan, and it's something called Barov Am Hajos Melech. In a halachic perspective, there's something called Barov Am Hajos Melech. But on a little more panemius, and a little more deeper level, Barov Am Hajos Melech means that when Klal Yisrael get together and you crown the king, it's much greater than when individuals just crown the king by themselves. For example, you daven at home, and people just daven at home. I saw it in a sefer that says, no, when you daven together in a minyan, that kedusha of the minyan, you're able, that crown is much greater than the crown of you just daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu by yourself. When you're part of a tzibor, you're part of a community, that has a much greater effect. And then I even could give you the Rav Chaim Volozhiner. He quote in his sefer, on Pirkei Avos, called Ruach Chaim. I don't have the sefer, but please God, will get it. I actually have the English sefer, but I'm still waiting for the Hebrew. I don't have it. My father-in-law has it, so he always says that you could take a sefer off the shelf. So I already view it as if I have it, but probably not the nicest thing to do. So he quotes Rav Chaim Volozhiner. And what does he say? What does this mean? Al tifrosh, afilu b'milin da'alma. This means he's only talking about worldly matters. Kol shekin b'milin d'shmaya. How much more so? A kavachomer, how much more so when it comes to spiritual matters? How much more so when it comes to ruchnis? And over the next few minutes, I just wanted to talk a little bit how this really connects to Pesach. We go to page two. We're gonna be yotzei the mitzvah of learning Hilchos Pesach before 30 days before. Right now, we're holding like 2.5 weeks. So this is mamish the first halacha on Hilchos Pesach, and he quotes she'ein nofel malpaneim bechol chodesh Nisan. A lot of people make the joke. I think we said this last year. It's a nice joke, but he says a non-Jew will never get the hana of what it means to not say tachanun. It's a very good joke. You know, they say in the Hasidic festivals, whatever. Tachanun is something that we know that the Sfarim say that really accepts our tefillah. It's very, very important. I'm not saying that I also don't understand that, but so we see here that the whole month of Nisan we don't say tachanun. Now that's what the Shulchan Aruch titles the title. She'ein nofel p'neim b'chol chodesh Nisan. And the Ramah adds in, U'mignos lignos chitim. And I didn't give you the rest of the halacha, but we all know that there's a halacha called Maos Chitim. Don't worry, this is not a fundraiser. I'm sure you got like 10 different emails, or you will get 10 different emails about Maos Chitim. So the question is, and I saw it, this is from my friend, from my Rebbe, Rav David Weinberger. I didn't have it here. I had to see it inside from Muncie. Anyone here from Muncie? Rav Schlesinger. I'm not sure who that is. Not to say for El Advarim, but he says an amazing thing. He says, what in God's name does Ein Nofel Al Paneim B'chol Chodesh Nisan have to do with Maos Chitim? It should be two different simanim, two different sifim. What does not saying Tachanun have to do with Maos Chitim? So he says an incredible idea. He says, what's the reason why we don't say Tachanun during the whole month of Nisan? So everyone might think Pesach, but then after Pesach, we should really say Tachanun. There are those who say, if you want to get a little more modern day, the Warsaw Ghetto Uprising happened in April around Nisan. This is not for now. But there's something much deeper. What's the reason why we don't say Tachanun? It's because the Akravas HaMishkan, the Nisim brought the Karbanos in the first 12 days of Nisan. Right? Be'echad HaMishkan. The first day, it was the day that the Mishkan was put up. Every single 12 days, there's actually a minug, I think it's a Hasidish minug, that you say the Karban of the day on the first 12 days. It's actually brought down by the Chos of Elbin and the Shla that the first 12 days of Nisan have the koch of all the 12 months of the entire year. Yeah, they lane it, exactly. I mean, you don't have to lane it out of a Torah, but you lane it just out of your city. You go to the back by the Chanukah, the same laning by Chanukah. So what's the reason why we don't say Tachanun? Did I lose anyone yet? Because of the Karbanos. But who were the Nisim? And then he quotes the Medrash. Who were these Nisim? The Nisim were the Kapos, right? They were the Jews who the Mitzrim put in charge of the Jews to make sure that a certain quota of work got done. And they said, if you don't get a certain amount of work done, it's going to be your head. And what happened? They took the beating. They took the beating for their brothers and sisters. So at the end of the day, the whole essence of not saying Tachanun is what? It's the same thing as Maus Chitim. Because who were these Nisim? The reason why they became Nisim was because they lived Maus Chitim. They were chosen to be Nisim because in Egypt, when Paro and all his goons were out to get to make sure the Jews would do a certain work, they themselves took the beating, and that's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu chose them to be Nisim, and that's why he says that, why these really two halachas very much connect, which is really all about Atif HaShemin HaTzibur. When you care for someone, you understand that it's something that you feel a part of. Like I just saw on my email, I have a friend in Miami Beach, he's a Rebbe in Hebrew Academy, his name is Jeff Ney. His wife donated a kidney today, complete stranger. No idea who they are, I cannot tell you that I would do the same, but I was just mesmerized just by this Avas Yisrael. I don't even think the other person is Jewish. Just the ability to put yourself in that situation, just to be able to care for someone else, pretty incredible. And I saw this idea actually very much connects to a few more things. If you go to page three is the Chedush Arim. He was the first Ger Rebbe. He was the Sfas Emes's grandfather. I was zocher to be at his kever once. We should be zocher to go back again. So it was just his yartzeit on Shabbos. I thought we would quote a Torah from him. So by Makas Choshech, right, we're already in the Pesach mode, if we're not there when we get into it. The Makas Choshech, it says, Lo ro ish es achiv, velo kamu mimkomam. And what does he tell you at the end of the Pasuk? L'chol b'nei Yisrael, hayaor b'moshvosam. So he says over here, you want to know what Choshech is? Choshech is Lo ro ish es achiv, velo kamu ish mitachtav. He reads that in a more Hasidic way. You want to know what Choshech is? When a friend can't see what your friend needs, and you don't give up your seat, you go into shul at Yishtabach, it happened to me once in the shul in Tinek, it's Mama Shochinan, and this guy says, excuse me, sir, you're in my seat. And I said in my head, excuse me, sir, it's Shochinan. If you want to come on, I didn't say Chas Hashem, I moved over, Lamaisa, very much moved over. But at the end of the day, a Jew is not lo ro ish esach, that's choshech. Let's read it inside. Hainu kimo ro ani yisdivrei admon. Shim ein achtus, hainu shenosim begam benahogas chavero, az lo kamo ish mitachta, ratzal omer. He says when a person doesn't feel like he wants to help his friend or maybe make himself a little uncomfortable or comfortable, that's choshech. But the opposite is when you have avas chaverim. Ma she'en kerim yesh ava bein ha'chaverim. Omer she'chaver tov imenu. You're always looking to be able to help your friend. If you look at the last paragraph, I underline it. What does this mean? U'lechol b'nei Yisrael haya'or? So it says the Chiddush, you want to know what Choshech is? It's Lo Ro Ish Mitach, Lo Ro Achiv Lo Kam Ish Mitachto. But that was the Egyptians. B'nei Yisrael, L'chol Yisrael Hayor B'moshvosom. I can't get into the whole, how that connects to the fourth list of Klai Yisrael dying. It's not for now, so if you were thinking about that, it's a good question. But the feeling of caring for each other, of making yourself going out of your own comforts, be able to care for someone else, I think is pretty incredible. And Amalek is always trying to take it away. We're going to jump a little ahead on page 9. Actually, I've already made these sheets, and I found something that very much connects to page 9. We're going to get back to page 4. So leave your finger on page 4 for a second. So this is a sefer called Sifsei Chen. It's a introduction to certain Hasidic. So the introduction to Chassidus. So he says that Pu'ulas Amalek Levata Avas Chaver.
says a malik's main goal, right? We're still in Adar. We can still hear the word of malik, right? Mishenichnas Adar Marbim Simcha. Every single day of Adar, we're trying to increase. So we have to understand what a malik's his main thing. He says pulas a malik levatal avas chaverim. So he says yadu mipi sofrim mipi svarim ta ikruhu shi'achtos b'Yisrael. The main thing is that the Jews have to make sure they're always ba'achtos. We know this is the main thing, the main leg that the Torah is dependent on. And the Gemara says, and I think this very much connects to our Tana. Who's our Tana of our Mishnah? Hillel. Gabay Hillel imoso ager. We all famously know the famous story that the ger comes to Hillel and tells me, teach me the Torah on one foot. And he says, whatever you don't want done to you, don't you do to your friend. And the rest of the Torah is an explanation, right? Shammai pushed him away. At the end of the day, there's a lot of Torah written on this. But I thought it was very, very apropos because Hillel is the Tana of our Mishnah. Hillel Omer, Al Tifrosh Min HaTzibor, like we said before from the Bar Denura. And I saw this also the Rav brought down as well, that when someone, Rav Schechter, that he writes in from the Rav, and when it says, who I Omer, it's not someone who what they said, it's someone who what their essence was. So I thought it was very, very cool that the Nai said that Hillel is the one who Dafka said this whole story. And he goes in over there here, the whole thing, you could see it on your own time, That's what Amalek's always trying to make our friendships cold. But when you have close friends and you have dibik chaverim, there's nothing. Nothing can touch us. I heard from my Rebbe Moshe Tzvi this week, Moshe Tzvi Weinberg. I highly, highly recommend to listen to Malayi Torah. So he writes. He says a beautiful thing from Shmelka of Nicholsburg. The first time I quoted Shmelka at my dining room table, it was I had a siyum, I think from my grandfather's yard site. So I quoted his name, Shmelka of Nicholsburg. He was the brother of the Baal HaFla. Rabbi Lafla, Rav Pinchas Levi Horowitz. So my wife goes out loud, he made it up, because Shmelka's not the most, you don't hear the name in our circles the most often, maybe in Borough Park or in Meir Sharm. So yeah, in the Chassidish Olam. So my wife got a good crack out of it. So whenever I say a Torah from Rav Shmelka, she always has a nice smirk. Yeah, the Rebbe Shmelka was Kodesh Kodesh Mamish. Listen to what the Rebbe Shmelka says on Chaverim. That's not here, it just came to my head. I should have given to you in the sheets. So the Gemara says, I believe in Sukkah, right? Anyone who's greater than your friend, your Yetzirah is going to be greater. Basically, the greater you are, the greater the Yetzirah. So Rav Shmelka says a very nice Hasidish pshat. He says, Kol HaGodol, you want to know how to grow in your Avodas Hashem? Mechavero. Have good friends. If you have good chevra, this is so true, I'm telling you. When I left Shalavim and I came to Yeshiva when I was in YU, the guys who had good chevra, those are the guys who kept the fire going. And the guys who had chevro, they weren't so good. You could, it's not that hard to go the other way. Lo aleinu. L'maisa, when you have good friends and you have good chevro, you have good connections, they're always trying to uplift you. And I thought that was a very, 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 very beautiful pshat. But this is not just a nice little warm little fuzzy thing. It actually happens to be that something that Moshe Rabbeinu was most known for. If you go to page 4 is a page from that I photocopied from the Joseph Telushkin great biography of the Lubavitch Rebbe. I highly recommend it. The same year that this came out, like two or three other books came out, because it was the Rebbe's 20th yard site. So he quotes an amazing story. I'll just read it quickly. Gershon Jacobson was a longtime journalist and founder of the journal. On one occasion, when a meeting with the Rebbe suddenly said to him, "You're a journalist, so if you like, you can interview me." As the Rebbe rarely granted interviews, Jacobson was taken aback. Then he asked, "One of the questions people are asking is why the Rebbe takes on causes that seemingly are impossible or that no one else is touching on. To this day, Gershon's son Simon is not sure whether his father was alluding to any specific cause, but he suspects it was the conflict in Israel over who is a Jew." Instead of responding directly, the Rebbe turned to an episode in the Torah. The first story the Torah tells us about Moshe's heroism when he went out of Pharaoh's palace and he saw an Egyptian hitting a Jewish slave. The Torah then adds on a very odd phrase, right? He looked this way and he looked that way, and he saw that there was men. Right? What does the pasuk say? Vayar kiyei nish. And he saw that there was no man, and he struck down the Egyptian. The Rebbe then asked, "Why does the Torah feel it's so important for us to know that Moshe was being cautious?" So some mafarshim say it was because he didn't want anyone to see what he was doing. That's a very pashup shot. But this is really so important that Moshe, of all things, cared so much about saving his own skin. The fact is, it was seen, right? At the end of the day, Dasan Aviram said, right, the next day when they were fighting, he said, "What, you're going to kill us like you killed the Egyptians?" So it was seen. Rather, the Rebbe's suggestion, what happened was this. Moshe saw that a Jew was being hurt, and he looked around to see if anyone cared.
And instead he said there was no man. What does that mean? He saw that there was no man. What does that mean, no man? That wasn't no man, the Farshim say that. I think Rashi brings down that the note that the Egyptian wasn't going to have any game that, you know, that he... No, he saw there's no man who's stepping up. There's a Jew in pain. Moshe steps up. It doesn't matter what he had to do. My wife, she's getting a lot of press time over here. One of the first Divrei Torah, she also told me from her, from the Baal Tanya, that he says that really Moshe was really looking within himself, right? He looked this way and that way, and he said it was a Jew and an Egyptian. And he says, Vayar ki enish. You can't be half Jew or half Egyptian, right? It was more of an internal look. He wasn't really talking about that, was, right? And what does that mean? He killed the Mitzri? It means he killed the Mitzri inside of himself. Very nice pshat, no? I think it's from the Baal Tanya, or you could quote my wife, who quotes her father, just to bring the gula a little closer. But I think the Maisa, the Rebbe, says something beautiful. What does it mean, Vayar ki enish? He saw that no one was part of the tzibor. There's Jew being hurt, no one stepping up. And I'm assuming that's what the Rebbe's answer was. Very so. You want to know why we send people to Morocco and to the middle of the Bahamas and whatever? Because at the end of the day, if not us, who else is going to be able to do it? And how much have we benefited whenever we go anywhere when there's a Chabad here and a Chabad there? And that was the Rebbe's life mission. So at the end of the day, the first part of the shir today, we talked about Al Tifrosh Min HaTzibor, just to be able to wrap it up and then we'll move on. We quoted Rabbeinu Yonah, says there's nothing greater for the king. Ein Melech Below Am. There's nothing greater for the king when he has everyone together. Barov Am Hajus Melech. Rechaim Volozhiner said, the Vort, that this really applies to worldly matters. Always make sure you have Chevra around you, but specifically for Ruchnius. Then we quoted the great Vort from Rav Shlazlinger of Davka, why the Shulchan Aruch really puts these two halachas together. Of not saying Tachanun and Moschitim, because the whole essence of not saying Tachanun is because the Nisim, the Krovas and Nisim. And how did they get chosen to be Nisim? Because they lived Moschitim. They cared for each other in Mitzrayim. And that's the verb of the Chiddush Sharim. The Chol Yisrael Haya Or B'Moshe. Some they had light. But what is Choshech? Lo Roish Asachiv. And when a person can't go out of himself to look for something, for someone else, to be a Moshe Rabbeinu, that's Choshech. And that's Lubavitch Rebbe's Maisa when he was asked in this interview of what it means to step up to the plate. He said, at the end of the day, Moshe Rabbeinu, when he went out of the palace, and he said, Vayar Ki Enish, he saw that no one cared. Moshe stepped up and did what he had to do. Moving on to Chelek Beis. So the Chelek Beis, the Mishnah says, V'al ta'amin v'atzimcha ad yom moscha. And don't believe in yourself until the day of your death. So I believe that there's also a Gemara that quotes this. So what does that mean? You don't know when you're going to die. Or the Gemara says you should do tshuva the day before you die. Right? So the Gemara says, how you going to know? You don't know the day before you're going to die. So you have to do tshuva every day. So I saw a very nice pshat. I saw a nice pshat from Rav Pinchas Menachem Alter, who's the Rosh Yeshiva of the Sfas Emes Yeshiva in Eretz Yisrael. And he asked his father, who happened to be the Imre Emes, the following question. If you look at page 5. Madu lo ne'emar b'chol ha-Torah Shemosh Rabbeinu haya ish halokim. Rak b'sofer b'parsha zos ha-bracha. Why is it, in the whole Torah, it only says at the end of the Torah, that Moshe Rabbeinu was a man of God, it was a godly man. Why is it that he didn't wait, why didn't he write it a little earlier? Why didn't the Torah say it a little earlier? So he says that Moshe, Imre Emes answers back his son, who said the following. He said, I'm not sure which rabbi it was, maybe it was Lev Simcha, I'm not sure. Pnei Menachem? Maybe it was Pnei Menachem. Yeah, Pnei Menachem. Thank you. It was Pnei Menachem. So he says that Moshe Rabbeinu was very humble, and he didn't want to believe in himself. What does that mean? That he didn't want to believe in himself and what's going to happen. He's going to put it in Parshas, let's say, randomly, Parshas Vayikra, and Moshe Rabbeinu was a godly man. And what's going to happen? He messes up. He waited for the Torah, but Davka waited for the last second. He lived this Mishnah. At the end of the day, he wanted to make sure that they'd be so careful with how he was going to leave his legacy, not in an arrogant way, to make sure that, the Torah's not going to write anything about me, that story's not over. Right? How many times do we hear about terrible stories about these Rabbanim throughout the world? I don't want to say just Rabbanim, but unfortunately, these coaches, Rabbanim, whatever it is, that they live all these great, great lives, and they change thousands of lives. And what happens? They're over on in Isui Yichud, and next thing you know, their whole thing is thrown out the door. Their svarim are puzzle, and they're in shamus. Because at the end of the day, there was a certain relaxation. I'm not talking about anyone. I'm just talking about this Mishnah. A person can't trust himself. A person has to make sure to have the proper gedarim, be able to have the proper thing, places in mind where a person has to go, a person doesn't have to go. The rest of this Mishnah, I'm not going to talk about that. That was just my little
pet peeve. What I'm going to talk a little bit about is having the opposite effect. But Al Tamin Ba'atzah Yom Moscha talks a little bit about self-confidence. A Jew has to have self-confidence. I don't think the Mishnah here is saying don't have self-confidence. What does it mean, Tamin Ba'atzmcha, to believe in yourself? So if Tzadik HaKoyin, I'm sorry I didn't give it to you, but if you want to look it up, it's in Sikkos HaTzadik, Torah Kuf Nun Dalet. I don't know any other Rav Tzadik by heart, besides the first one and this one. So if Tzadik HaKoyin says an amazing thing. He says, Kishem Shetzarech La'amin Ba'Hashem Yisbarach, the same way that a Jew has the Chiv to believe in Hashem, Kach Tzarech Achakach La'amin Ba'atzma. The same way you have to believe in the Rabbonu Shem, you have to believe in yourself. That Chosh Baruch Hu wants to have an Asik with you. Right? How many times in it nowadays where people say, oh, what's the Rabbonu Shem? He doesn't care about me. No. Self-confidence. Right? The Rabbonu said the Avodah Zarah of nowadays is the Avodah Zarah of not believing in oneself. That's what Rabbonu said. The Avodah Zarah of nowadays is the Avodah Zarah of a person not feeling chashiv about themselves. My wife, she is very much in this practice. She's a social worker. She can tell me, this is the Machla of 2018. The Machla of 2018, okay, it shows itself in different things, but the Maisa, if you go get down to the core root of why all these things are happening with all these teenagers and everything, it's one thing and one thing only. It's self-confidence. It's low self-esteem. And it's so important that we build our children up, our grandchildren, we build ourselves up, be able to make sure that we're so strong with it. If you look at page 6 and 7 is the Torah from Rabbi Nachman. And we're getting a little Breslov here. We quote from everything over here. We quote Lubavitch, we quote from Breslov, we quote from Ger. We're not one chassid. So the pasuk says in Parshas Va'era, they weren't able to hear Moshe's words. Well, why? Mikoytz the ruach me'avod kasha. Shayidei kanes emunah tzrichen le'avod kasha. So he says, Rabbi Nachman said to me, if you look 4 lines down, Anav Omer b'loshen ga'ar k'sas. Omer v'im yesh lecha emunah, ein lecha emunah ba'atzmecha. So basically, Rabbi Nachman was giving his Talmud Rabbi Nosson a little vort. He says, you want to know why they couldn't hear Moshe's words of salvation after 290 years? It wasn't because of Rashi. He said, okay, the Rashi is the push-up shot. Now they couldn't hear because when a person works hard, they can't hear the good news. Want to hear what? Mikoytz deruch mivadukasha means their ruch, besides the Rochaim says that their ruchnitz was short. They didn't have emunah in themselves. We don't have emunah in yourself. You're not able to be in a place where you're able to hear good news. And he writes over here on page 7, Ma'aklal ha'muvan midvarv, Sha'odim sarach shielu amuna ba'atzmo, shagam hu chava be'enei Hashem Yisbarach. A Jew has to make sure that he always looks for the good within himself and know how beloved he is to the Ribbono Shel Olam. Ki lefi gdulas tovos Hashem Yisbarach, gam hu gadol v'chashuv be'enei Yisbarach. The greatness of a Kadosh Baruch Hu is also the greatness you have to be in your eyes. A Kadosh Baruch Hu, every single one of us is a ben yachid by the Ribbono Shel Olam. Every single one of us is right is a only child to the Ribbono Shel Olam. And even if we mess up. And even after we mess up, we know HaKadosh Baruch Hu is our Father. Bekach lekach nikra banim. There's a famous word, I think we said this before, getting a little off tangent here, but it's okay, we still have time. There's a famous word from the Kabrina Rebbe. Kabrina Rebbe is the early Slonimer Rebbe, the Gemara, early Slonimer Rebbe. So he says, the Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah, Machlokas between Rebbe Meir and Rebbe Yehuda. When do we consider HaKadosh Baruch Hu's children? Right? So usually we pass it like Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says we're only considered Kadosh Baruch Hu's children when we do HaKadosh Baruch Hu's will. But when we don't do Hashem's will, when we're not ba'achtus, and we're not doing what we need to do, then we're considered avadim. Says Rabbi Meir. Meir says no. Bekach v'kach nikrabanim. And the Rashba writes in the tshuva that we pass in here like Rabbi Meir. Kubrina Rebbe says it's a mitzvah lefarsim. This Rashba. It's a mitzvah to be able to publicize this Rashba. Why? Because at the end of the day, how many of us have fallen? We have to pick ourselves up. We have to realize we don't passing like Rabbi Yehuda. We passing like Rabbi Meir. And even though when a Jew messes up, and we mess up, he can always come back to the Ribbono Shel Olam. And that's self-confidence, and that's person coming back, that's moving on with one's life, and using our past to be able to grow from it, and learn from it, and grow from it. But don't focus on it. If you focus on it so much, then it's over. Learn from it. We messed up. Move on. Kadosh Baruch Hu loves us. It's going to be okay. Finally, the third and final part of today's Torah, we're going to talk about the third part of Al Tidon Chavercha Achadiyel Mekomo. And don't judge your friend until you get to his place. So the Baal Shem Tov writes. He writes it from Avraham Chaim Zlotchev. He says the name of the Baal Shem. We'll just say it outside because we don't have so much time. I mean, we have so much time, but I'm already going like the double amount of time. So I don't want to. I know. I don't want to. I said I would let you guys out a little early, myself. So.
Gotta be proper on my word. So the Baal Shem Tov says an incredible word. He says, whenever you see something in someone else, it's a simen that you have that, that you have that. I'm not sure how this exactly works. Says the Baal Shem Tov, if you judge someone else favorably, you give someone else the benefit of the doubt. The guy walks in, let's say, Chachris at Yishtavach, and you get immediately what happens. You say, okay, I don't know what happened in his life last night. I give him the benefit, what?
He has a nice
seat. Yeah, nice seat, or maybe he forgot to change his clocks. So, you know, it's still, you give down the Chavs Chus, the Rebbe Shem will give you down the Chavs Chus. It says, it's mamash the same thing. If you look with a good eye, if you look at the Nayin Tova, and that actually caused the Kodesh Baruch Hu to look at you with a good eye. That's what it's all about. That's what down the Chavs Chus is. Nice, I was driving 2 weeks ago on Glades, and I saw someone give someone else a certain finger on their hand, and I'm not sure how that applied to me. But at the end of the day, every message that we see, every message and everything that we hear, we see in a sefer, everything's always a message from the Ribbono Shel Olam. So when we see a negative trait in someone else, that's really a Kodesh Baruch Hu saying that we have that trait. And if we give someone the benefit of the doubt, then a Kodesh Baruch Hu is going to give us the benefit of the doubt as well. And just the last thing over here, and then we're going to wrap it up with a nice Haggadah Vort, is Sfas Emes. He says, on page 8. It says, at the end of the day, you're never going to get to your friend's place. Your friend had different upbringings, he had different families, and this and that. Because you'll never get to his place. You'll never get to the way he grew up. You'll never get to how he grew up at the end of the day. So therefore, you don't even have, you can't judge, because you'll never get to his place. Right? The bishop says, until you're going to get to his place. You're not never going to get there. So therefore, don't even start to judge. Because at the end of the day, you don't know everything that's going on. You don't know what he's been through, and this and that. So let's just chazer these two things, and then we'll end up with the Haggadah Vort. We said at the end of the day, a person can't trust yourself until the day of your death. That's why the Imam said, Moshe Rabbeinu said at the end of his life. By the way, if anyone has to go, you could go. If not, I wouldn't be, look at it. Totally mocha. Just at least one person stay. So I'm talking to someone. So Moshe Rabbeinu didn't write that he was an Ish Elokim. Why? Because he said, my life's not over. The story's not over. I still have to wait. And then finally, Zosar Baruch, he said, okay, just so for people could learn who I was. Rav Tzadik says the same way a Jew has to believe in Hashem, he has to believe in themselves. Rav Huttner said the Avodah Zarah nowadays is a person not believing in himself. That's the Avodah Zarah. The Avodah Zarah of that Amalek who's doubting your shaykhus to the Ribbono Shel Olam. Rabbi Nachman told Rabbi Nassim, if you have a munah, but you don't have a munah in yourself, that's the Avodah. And L'maisa, we saw these two words, Baal Shem Tov, the Sfas Emes. Baal Shem Tov says the way you view others, that's the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to view you. The Sfas Emes says don't judge someone until you get to their place. Finally, the tenth idea you can see on your own time. It's a very beautiful vort from Rav Tzadik on Rosh Chodesh Nisan. It's a beautiful vort. I'll give you a little homework. You can see it inside. Finally, we're going to end off with the Rosh Chodesh Haggadah. So this actually very much connects to I said that we're going to end off with part of the Mishnah. The Mishnah said, "What was the end of the Mishnah?" Don't push off learning and say, "I'll learn." Maybe you won't have time. So he writes over here. On the left hand side, what's so special about matzah? What's so bad about chametz? He says at the end of the day, matzah is something you wait. It's very important to have menuchas nefesh, but at the end of the day, you have to take care. You have to jump on opportunities, right? What's the Gemara say? Don't read the word as matzahs or the mitzvahs, right? When a person has to be, what's the vort? Don't read it in matzahs, ala mitzvahs. You have to be very quick with mitzvahs. So he says, he quotes Rav Tzadok. This is the piece that I was talking about. A person has to have yishuv hadas, but when an opportunity comes to your hand, it has to be done with b'chipazon. How did Klai Yisrael leave Egypt? B'chipazon. They didn't push it off. Kadosh Baruch Hu said, we're leaving? We're leaving. Last paragraph. Inyan chipazon. Afshuk yishuv hadas. It's very important to have yishuv hadas. And he talks about it in the first paragraph. Ala reishas ha-knisa shu adilig me'yitzad ha-hipach ala tov. If you know that there's a certain yitzhar that's getting to you, or there's a certain opportunity, a certain mitzvah, you have to rush it. Reishis, Rav Tzadik says in the first Torah in Sikhs Tzadik, Reishis Knisas Adam Avodas Hashem, Tzarchlios Bechipozin. It has to be done quickly and carefully. And then he writes at the end of the Torah, five ones up, Achakach Shuv Yelch Mimesinus. And then go a little by little. But first, when you have that hargasha, that certain inspiration, the certain opportunity comes to you, you have to go quickly. That's the avodah of matzah. You're able to take and jump in into that or don't push things off, right? Like Malak says, machar, machar, machar. We say no. Yeah, opportunity comes to your hand. We go on it. We take that opportunity and we go closer to Hashem. So Hashem should bless us to be able to grow on these messages of Achdus, of Avas Yisrael,
of the avoda of believing in ourselves, not too much, but also be making sure that we have the positive self-confidence, to be able to make sure that we judge our friends in the right way, and be able to make sure that we take opportunities when they come up to our hands as Zusha.